Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are cracking open a concept that is just fundamental to everything you do online, file compression. You know, you wanted a clear, non-overwhelming explanation of why our photos shrink, why our email attachments actually manage to go through, and, you know, what's the catch?
Right. And our mission today is to give you that shortcut. We're going to break down what file compression even is, why it's, well, it's basically non-negotiable in the modern world.
And most importantly,
we're going to draw a really crystal clear line between the two main categories. You've got lossy and you've got lossless.
So let's jump right in. If you want a quick analogy, think about packaging.
Yeah, that's a good one.
File compression is really just the process of reducing the size of data, you know, for efficient storage, for faster transmission.
It's like taking this big, bulky parcel and figuring out how to squeeze everything that matters into a much smaller, much more manageable envelope.
Exactly. The goal is the same information gets there, but the delivery is just exponentially faster and cheaper.
And the need for this is, it's just immediate. I mean, think about the size of modern files. High-def video, professional audio, huge images. They are enormous.
Oh, absolutely. If we didn't compress them, I mean, our hard drives would be full instantly. And sending a high-res photo through email, it would genuinely take hours, if it even worked at all.
Right. It's the glue.
It is. Compression is the glue that makes all this digital communication even possible.
Okay, so we've established we need it. Let's unpack the core mechanism here and get right to that fundamental split.
Mm-hmm.
We have these two major types of compression,
yep.
And they define how our files behave. And we need to distinguish between them like right away because they really serve two completely different masters.
And this is the critical juncture for you, the listener. The difference, it all boils down to one simple question.
Okay.
Does the compression sacrifice any of the original data to get the maximum size reduction? Or does it ensure 100% perfect fidelity?
So data loss versus perfect copy. Exactly. If you sacrifice data, you get a massive size reduction,
yeah.
And that is lossy compression.
Okay.
But if you ensure perfect data integrity, you get reliable, high-quality files,
yeah.
And that's lossless.
Fidelity versus size, I like that. Let's drill into the trade-off first, because this is the one that really runs modern internet, right? Lossy compression.
Oh, yeah.
This is the ultimate trade-off artist. It intentionally and permanently loses some of the original information.
It's pretty smart about what it loses, though. I mean, it relies on the limitations of human perception.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it targets data that's considered redundant or, you know, least important to the human eye or ear. So, for instance, maybe frequencies in a song you can't easily distinguish, or subtle color variations in a video that your eye won't even notice.
So it just throws that statistically unnecessary information away.
It discards it, yeah.
But there's a crucial drawback in that discarding process, right? If you compress a file too much, if you force too much out,
you lose too much essential information and you get what we call digital artifacts.
And those are the tangible mistakes you can actually see and hear.
Exactly. That blocky pixelation you see in a streaming video when the action gets fast, or that sort of thin, watery fuzz you hear on bass notes in a really heavily compressed audio track.
I know exactly what you mean. And that permanence is the scary part.
It is. Once that lossy compression is applied, the original high quality cannot be restored. It is permanently gone.
You're making a trade you can never, ever reverse.
You can't.
Wow. But that's the cost of speed, right?
Yeah.
And the advantage for media is just, it's overwhelming. I remember trying to email a 5 megabyte photo back in the day. It was a nightmare.
And that size difference just makes the case for itself. I mean, look at the example from our sources. An uncompressed BMP image file, which is just pure data, might be 563 kilobytes.
Okay, which is already pretty small by today's standards.
Right, but if you put it through heavy lossy compression, you convert it to a JPG, that file size can drop. Well, dramatically, all the way down to just 2 kilobytes.
Wait, from 563 down to 2?
Down to 2. It's exponential difference.
That reduction is staggering, and that is why lossy compression is the absolute champion of the internet.
You're using it constantly. The formats are household names. The JPG image format, that's built on lossy principles.
Right.
For audio, MP3 is the undisputed king of lossy. And for video, we're relying on standards like MP4 and H.264.
The workhorses of streaming.
Precisely because they allow that enormous reduction in size.
Yeah.
It makes everything fast enough for us to watch in real time.
Now let's look at the flip side. Lossless compression. This is the quality stickler, the method that guarantees integrity no matter what.
Right. With lossless, the data is guaranteed to be exactly the same after it's uncompressed. No original information is lost at all. It achieves its size reduction through clever mathematical rearrangement, not deletion.
So wait, how does it get smaller if it isn't deleting anything? That seems counterintuitive.
That's the elegant part of it. The core mechanism involves finding redundant sequences. So imagine a file has the color red repeated 100 times in a row.
Right.
Instead of storing red, red, red 100 times, the algorithm just notes the pattern and stores 100 times red.
Ah, like a shorthand.
It's a perfect shorthand. It shortens the code using keys to rebuild the sequence flawlessly when you open the file. It's all about reorganization and optimization, not deletion.
So the major advantage here is guaranteed fidelity. You can restore the file to its perfect original quality every single time. This sounds incredible. Why don't we just use it for everything?
Because the drawback is unavoidable.
Hmm.
The file size reduction is generally pretty small. I mean, lossy files are almost always going to be much, much smaller.
So it's still a trade-off.
It is. But the reason lossless matters so much is that some files must have their contents be exactly the same.
Like what?
Well, think about an important Word document, or even more crucially, computer code.
Oh, right.
If you lose a single character, one misplaced comma, or one line of instruction, you could completely break the entire program. You could corrupt financial data, or even render a legal document invalid.
So integrity is paramount in those cases, much more important than size savings.
Absolutely.
So if you're a coder, or you're archiving a high-resolution, irreplaceable photo, you go lossless. What are the common formats we'd see?
Well, the most common one you interact with is probably the ZIP file.
Sure, for bundling documents together.
Exactly. SCG files use this method. Standard text files, too. And it's also used for very high-quality archival stuff, photography, video, audio file, music formats, where any data loss at all is just unacceptable.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? It sounds like it's about choosing the right compromise. It all depends on what you value more. Size or quality.
And when you synthesize the core contrasts, it becomes really clear.
Yeah.
For quality, lossy sacrifices information. Lossless is 100% accurate.
Okay.
For size, lossy gets you that maximum reduction. Tiny, fast, streamable files, lossless. Only a small reduction, which means larger files.
And most importantly, for application.
For application, yeah. Lossy is designed for media where small quality dips are okay. You're streaming video, your background music.
But lossless is for that critical data, your documents, your code, or that high-res master copy you never, ever want degraded.
You're choosing between file size and data integrity every single time you save or share a file. It's a choice we all make constantly.
Wow. Okay, so we've uncovered the definition of compression, the whole parcel in an envelope analogy, that crazy size difference, 563 kilobytes down to 2, and the critical need for lossless when you're dealing with sensitive data.
Yeah.
That size versus quality trade-off is, it's everywhere once you know to look for it.
Yeah, and before we wrap, let's tie this back to the real-world cost of that incredible size reduction. We mentioned those digital artifacts from heavy lossy compression.
Right, the blockiness.
The blockiness, the fuzziness. So here's a final thought for you to mull over.
Okay.
Next time you are streaming a video, especially if your bandwidth is a bit low or you're listening to some heavily compressed music, try to actively notice those subtle distortions.
Look for the mistakes.
Yeah, watch for the blockiness or listen for that slight audio fuzz that creeps in during intense moments.
Yeah.
That distortion, it's not a mistake in the network. It's a digital artifact.
It's the ghost of the data that was thrown away.
It's the direct, tangible result of information being permanently discarded in exchange for the speed and efficiency we all demand. That's the real cost we pay for saving all that space.
Go forth and choose your compression wisely. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.